There's no sign of an end to the crisis in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro is still there, and so for millions of people is the struggle to survive. There are dire shortages of food, medicines, and jobs. Violence disrupts daily life. NPR's Philip Reeves reports on an effort to change that using a little stardust.
If you're looking for the definition of optimism, try this. These are Venezuelans preparing to stage one of the world's most popular musicals in their capital, Caracas. Their nation's going through miserable times, yet do you hear the people sing?
People think I'm crazy. That's the first question. Who's the crazy person behind this? And they can't believe it because I'm young, I'm a woman.
Claudia Salazar is 33. She's the producer. Salazar first saw Les Miserables 20 years ago and fell in love with it.
It was like a turning point for me. When I saw it, I knew I wanted to be a part of that. And since then, I've been working towards Les Mis.
Salazar's from Caracas. The crime rate in her city is so high that many residents won't leave home after dark. Salazar hopes putting on a big show in the evenings will change that.
We need to give Venezuelans an excuse to go out and take the city again. And if we all go out, I mean, they can't murder us all.
Salazar admits some Venezuelans tell her this helps President Maduro by making his broken country seem a little more normal.
Of course, they said it. But I always say I work for culture. It's not about politics at all.
When people suggest she should not be doing this, Salazar has a ready reply.
You're saying that our people who are living this situation are not worthy of this. And we are, not only as public, as creators.
Rehearsals underway in a classroom in a Caracas school. There was fierce competition to become one of these performers. Salazar says 700 people turned up for audition.
And it was very pleasing and inspiring to see people coming from all around Venezuela who have talent.
And there will be people who will be desperate for a job in the situation.
Of course, of course. And that's also something. My mission here is to make this a job opportunities because there are a lot of artists. We are an artistic people.
Those artists include Gabby Brett, who's 25. She was a lawyer until people found out she could do this.
Okay, chévere. Lo amo y sin embargo entiendo.
Brett plays Eponine, one of the star roles.
Llevar un mensaje tan importante como el que deja Los Miserables.
Brett believes putting on this show during a crisis conveys a message.
Sí se puede, sí podemos hacerlo.
It's yes we can, she says. We can do this. Venezuelans don't give up.
Feliz en este mundo que jamás conoceré.
There have been many obstacles to overcome. Producer Claudia Salazar again.
I was supposed to open in 2018 to begin with, but then we moved the date to May 2019, and then our power came out for about a week.
She's repairing the show's venue, the once prestigious but now run-down Teresa Carreño Theatre, and adding a generator in case the lights go out again.
My name is Mariano Detri, D-E-T-R-Y.
Detri's directed Les Miserables around the world, including in London's West End for 6 years. He's originally from Argentina. When he was tapped for the Caracas show, Detri says he was delighted. He set one condition.
I said, listen, I'm all up for doing it, but obviously if it gets too crazy, I want to have the reassurance that I can take a flight out of the country at any time. And I've got that reassurance, and it actually happened.
It happened in April. Violence broke out a day after Detri arrived in Venezuela for rehearsals. He flew right back to London, where he lives. Caracas is calmer these days, yet he's still careful.
I don't leave the hotel when I'm here. I'm not venturing into the streets on my own, and I'm not crazy that way, because it is a very, very, very dangerous situation that this country is going through right now.
Detri sees parallels between Venezuela's situation and Les Miserables. The musical's based on Victor Hugo's classic novel set in 19th century France, yet its big themes, poverty, oppression, revolution, resonate with many Venezuelans. That includes the minority, who still support the socialist revolution of Hugo Chavez, and the multitude who blame his protege, Maduro, for unleashing chaos.
It speaks to absolutely everybody, and that's what we need to do. But I'm not coming to any political conclusion. It's not my place. That's for the audience to decide.
Even so, Detri says his Caracas production will mirror reality in Venezuela.
So, for example, you see these people running behind the bin bags to get something to eat, and we're putting that on stage in 19th century France. So instead of having a plastic bag, you will see a cart where the beggars are really desperate, trying to get something out of the rubbish of the rich. And that will be on stage.
The story that we are telling through the music, it's going to be real for Venezuelan people.
Elisa Vegas is a professional musician from Venezuela.
I'm a conductor, orchestral conductor, and I'm the musical director of Los Miserables in this production.
Vegas is sure one scene in particular will chime with the audience. You can probably guess which one.
The barricades. It's so near to us. When you see the barricade and how it's going to be in the stage, you just feel like you are in Caracas 2 years ago and feeling how barricades were here.
The show opens at the end of this month. Tickets cost far more than many Venezuelans can afford, so there'll be some free performances. Because in this country, at this miserable time, everybody needs art. Humberto Baralt plays Jean Valjean.
It's an opportunity for catharsis, for people to blow off steam, to cry, to feel things without fear of being judged. That's why we do this.
When you are in this kind of situations that we are living here, when you go to something like this, you breathe, you get energy, and then you can go to your week. At the end, you hear people telling you, thank you. Thank you for giving us light. Thank you for giving us hope.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas. Escuchas mi voz.